This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The impeachment battle is growing more intense as the Trump administration blocks a diplomat from appearing before a House panel. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Ambassador Gordon Sondland had been portrayed as one of the envoys involved in the president's urging Ukraine to investigate the Biden family. Sondland had agreed to a House interview today, but this morning the State Department ordered him not to show up. Adam Schiff and Democrats say it's more White House obstruction, keeping the nation from finding out whether the president put personal gain ahead of national security.
The American people have a need to know.
Republicans say Americans would find out what they need to know if Schiff just releases a transcript of last week's interview with another envoy, which they say clears the president of wrongdoing.
It destroys his narrative. It undercuts it. It blows it up.
Lee Zeldin says it's all a fairy tale. Three House chairmen say they will now force Sondland to appear through a subpoena. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Turkish military officials say their troops are ready to launch a long-planned incursion into Syria to take out Kurdish forces. This comes just 2 days after U.S. President Donald Trump announced he was pulling U.S. forces back from the border due to an upcoming Turkish operation. President Trump's decision late Sunday to move U.S. forces prompted an immediate backlash from U.S. lawmakers. Some called it a betrayal of the Syrian Kurds, viewed by many in Washington as the most dependable ally in the fight to destroy the IS caliphate. In tweets Monday and Tuesday, U.S. President Trump appeared to try to appease both sides. "We may be in the process of leaving Syria," Trump tweeted, "but in no way have we abandoned the Kurds." In a separate set of tweets, Trump praised Turkey and invited the Turkish president to visit the White House. From the VOA News Center in Washington, D.C., this is VOA News.